Moran Blue Water Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram is offering great lease options for Jeep Compass as low as $239 a month for 27 months. $6,000 bonus cash allowance on a 2023 Chrysler Pacifica Limited Touring. See dealer for details. Stop in during their celebration event now through April 1st at Moran Blue Water CDJR on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot or at moranbluewatercdjr.com.
All right, I said this before. I'll say it again. He watches all the shows and all the movies, so we don't have to watch all of them. We just know which ones are worth our time. Jason Nathanson, ABC News Entertainment correspondent on the line with us right now. Jason, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Just one new movie in the theaters this weekend, huh?
Yeah, and that's Godzilla, and this is where things get annoying for me. Godzilla X Kong,
okay.
The new empire, Godzilla Times Kong, Godzilla by Kong.
I don't know.
I don't know how you pronounce that. This has become a trend in the past couple of years of this something X something. The last film was Godzilla versus Kong, mm-hmm. So we know it's not that. I don't know how to say it, but I guess whatever. Godzilla and Kong. We'll just call it that. And this is the follow-up to the 2021 film, as I just mentioned, Godzilla versus Kong. You have a lot of King Kong in this one. You have a lot of Godzilla as well. You spend a lot of time in Hollow Earth, which is the area, I guess, between the surfaces of the Earth where a lot of these creatures come from, and they have upside down mountains on the sky and waterfalls, and it's a beautiful area. It's also very, very CGI, and the whole movie is very, very CGI heavy. Too much so for me. It feels like you're in a video game half the time. And I found myself bored a couple of times, which you should not feel in a movie like this. There's a lot of comedy, though, which I appreciate them trying to cut the tension with funny lines. Almost too much, though, and a lot of the lines don't land, so that doesn't work. I found just a lot of the movie didn't really work for me, but I noticed on Rotten Tomatoes, it is 56% for critics. Okay. Audiences who saw it on Thursday night, though, 93% approval rating. So they're digging it, and it's going to top the box office this weekend. But, you know, I think your mileage may vary.
I'm surprised they're still making these Godzilla movies. I loved those when I was a kid. I mean, the old 1950s Japanese Godzilla movies, the franchise is still viable, isn't it?
Yeah, it's still making money, and we'll see that this weekend. They're not going to make them if they don't make money. Mm-hmm. And there is a hunger and a thirst for a lot of this kind of stuff and to bring the stories to a new generation. And, you know, I get that. I have no problem with that. If people want to go see them and they're going to keep making them, it's fine. You know, it's just a matter of whether or not it worked for you or for me, and this one just didn't work for me.
The new Steve Martin documentary hits Apple TV Plus this weekend. How's that?
Yeah, this is a documentary in two parts. The first part is called Then. The second part is called Now. Then deals with his early career, his stand-up, him trying to find himself, find his voice, become the comedian who he was going to become. All the hard work that he put into it, years and years of work where it just his act wasn't working until then it did. So it's interesting to see all that. But if you are a fan of him like I am, and you read his book, a lot of that stuff is in there, and they use a lot of archival footage. So it's not really the most groundbreaking. I like the second part a lot better, where then you actually get to interviews with him, where you see him in his current life now. You meet his wife. He's been very private about his life over the years. So you don't. I feel like I didn't know really that part of him. You get to learn a lot about that part of him. You also see other people interacting with him, like Martin Short, and you know their relationship is just so fun and so special. So I really like the second part better than the first part, but you kind of got to watch both of them to get the full sense of the thing.
And are they both out at the same time?
Yes, they're both out now on Apple TV Plus.
Cool. Be looking up for that. And then there seem to be a lot of Holocaust related projects. A new one on Hulu, We Were the Lucky Ones. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, this is the latest one. It's about a family's quest to be reunited. This was a Polish family who got separated during the Holocaust, and of course, you know, things didn't work out for a lot of them. But this follows mostly a character played by Joey King and her quest. She was separated from her family and to get back to her family, and it's a harrowing journey that she goes through, based on a true story and also based on a 2017 bestseller about a Georgia Hunter, about the true story of her family that she had learned in writing that book.
All right, a few things worth our time this weekend. Jason, appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Take care.
Bye-bye.